Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, everybody. Nice to be back with you here on CUTV News Radio. Hope you're doing well. We're excited to welcome back Crystal Moore Naylor. Crystal was a guest on this show a week ago. And if you heard that broadcast, you know she's fascinating and her story's pretty amazing. She is the founder, the president, and senior pastor of the Total Salvation Church. It's a church that's dedicated to bringing people from all walks of life, all over, to the end of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, so they may have the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and partake in the divine inheritance of total salvation. Her vision, their vision of total salvation, is to prepare people for the return of Jesus Christ, as various parts of God's total salvation package are taught and ministered. It's a very interesting story. The Total Salvation Church had its first service 20 years ago in March, this past March, and as she has put it, they preach and teach the whole Word of God, and their calling is to bring the whole Word of God to the whole man, spirit, body, and soul to enable each to live a victorious life in Jesus Christ and to prepare for the return of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something. They started this 20 years ago. Our guest and her husband, who preaches with her, travel all over the world, and they have people, and they are known literally all over the world. It's an amazing story of what they have been able to do. Now, I pointed out she's located in Odenton, Maryland. Odenton is located between Baltimore and Washington in that area in general. She's about 30 miles outside of Baltimore, if you know the area. But in any event, let's bring Crystal back on the line with us. She had an amazing discussion last week, and when we left off, she was talking about her books. So today, for those of you who did not hear that broadcast, and I know there are many, let me ask Crystal to explain a little bit about what the difference is between her church and any other traditional church when you're talking about churches. The question really is, what differentiates the Total Salvation Church? I said what the guiding philosophy is, but how would you say your church is different from other typical churches that people know? How would you answer that, Crystal?
Well, you know, I believe that if we have the same basic doctrines, that we are one in Jesus Christ, but we believe in the supernatural, we believe in miracles, we believe in healing, we believe that the whole Word of God, and we believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the speaking in other tongues, and some churches may not believe in that, but that does not mean that we are not one in Christ Jesus. The Word tells us in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 29, and even in Acts chapter 2, verses 16 through 18, Peter and the disciples, and there were both men and women there, and Jesus' mother was there as well. And on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully came, that they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And then Peter, who was really Holy Ghost bold, he stood up, and because people thought that they were drunk, and he said, "But this is that which was spoken by Joel the prophet, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servant and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." So sometimes there may be a few differences, you know, from some other churches, but we're still one in the body of Christ. In the season that we're in, you know, we really need that, because everybody that's saved has the Holy Ghost on the inside of them once you accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, or God, the Holy Spirit, comes and dwells in that person. But that's additional power is needed, and that is comes as a person receives the baptism of the Holy Spirit and with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. But we don't put down any Christian denomination that has the basic doctrines that Jesus was born of a virgin, that he took on flesh, that he walked the earth, and he did the assignment that he was given, which was to destroy the works of the enemy. And everybody knows who our enemy is, Satan. But he did it, and he went forth doing the greater works. And he said that we who are in the body of Christ can do the same thing. And so that additional power, which Jesus received too, is available to every person who chooses to receive it. But I thank God for the whole body of Christ. Amen.
Okay. You know, let me ask the question in a different way. For example, let's say somebody who goes to the Baptist Church or the Episcopal Church or the Presbyterian Church came into a service at your church. Would it be a totally different experience for them altogether or not?
Not really, because now they, you know, I said we're one in the body of Christ, and we would welcome, you know, doesn't matter. Denomination does not matter. When we get to heaven,
okay,
God's not going to say what denomination you were. Hallelujah. You know, but
right.
He's going to, you know, say, did you know my son? Did you do what my word said? Did you walk in love? And that's what we believe in doing, walking in love, because God is love, and his fruit is on the inside of us, which is love. And we're non-denominational, but still, you know, one in the body of Christ, and we have the same major doctrines.
Okay, that's good. Another question is, I'm fascinated in what you've been able to do, and I'm wondering what brought you to this. What is your story? I mean, did you grow up in a family of ministers and decided you wanted to follow in their path? What was your life when you were a child? How did you get into doing this?
Well, when I was a child, I always loved the Lord, and as a child, I had a mother who and dad who loved God, and she placed the love of God on the inside of me. And as time went on, we eventually, were called into the ministry. And I really did not want to do it, but because I loved God and I feared him, I was very shy. I said yes to the Lord. And as a result of that, the Lord, manifested himself in special ways, and I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues. And as the journey continued, wound up in a church, you know, that was also, non-denominational. And there, in that church, was where I actually had the vision of the rapture. And while I was there praising and worshiping God, because they had two services, it was then that I saw the vision of the body of Christ. And what was happening was people were being raptured up from all over the world, and they were all colors. And I went back to the service that evening, and my husband and I were both, ministers in the church. We weren't pastors. And that evening, during praise and worship, the same thing happened. I saw the vision of people from all over the world being caught up into the body of Christ. They were leaving the earth, and they were coming out of the sea. They were coming out of the different lands. And when it was finished, they actually took off. And so I shared the vision with some of my friends that were there, my husband and family, and I drew the picture, a quick sketch, and it was a color sketch. I had done a pencil sketch before, but did a color sketch, and I'm not sharing everything. And I showed it to the pastor at the time, and she said, well, why do you think, that the Lord would, give you this double vision? And I said, well, I really don't know. I said, but the Word of God tells us in Genesis that when he's going to do something, he will show it in twos, in Genesis 41:32. And that's the story about Joseph. And I don't have time to go in that. But and so what happened was I had already started what the Lord had spoken to me to do, but it wasn't finished. And one night he even gave me I have a son who's adult, and he was in high school. And I could hear the Lord speaking, And I just wrote the poem down, and it's titled The Rapture. And in the book, Victorious Glorious Church, that poem is in there. And actually, it can be downloaded as well from our soon-coming-king, www.osck.org. And a lot of different things. The Lord has just spoken to my heart. You know, I love people. And we have just sown, my husband and I, you know, so many different places, preparing people for the coming of the Lord, and by bringing them total salvation, and total salvation encompasses so much. It encompasses the most important thing, which is for a person to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Hallelujah. That's the greatest miracle of all. And that's available to every single person who will believe that Jesus died for them, and that he went to hell in their place. He paid the price of redemption. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And he arose again from the dead, from the third day. He was born of a virgin. Hallelujah. Supernatural birth. Hallelujah. And Mary, who was his mother, was a young girl, and she said, the angel came to her and said, you know, you've been chosen. She had a right, like we today, to say yes or no to what God spoke. And she said, be it unto me, hallelujah, according to your word. She spoke God's words of spirit and life, and she conceived supernaturally. Hallelujah. Father God sent Jesus to indwell inside of her, and his blood is holy. Hallelujah. It's sinless. Hallelujah. And we can thank God. You know what? God is calling people now, all of us throughout the world, to a time of repentance. Repentance, hallelujah, and be converted to going God's direction. Praise God, not to be lukewarm. Hallelujah, to God be the glory. Amen. And even
you know
in,
what?
Yes.
I don't mean to stop. I feel like I'm in one of your services.
you're
preaching to
welcome.
Me. But
oh,
I have a couple
welcome.
Of questions I want to get in because you're on a roll, and I can tell you'll go.
I love the Lord.
You mentioned something before that I think might have people wondering a little bit what you meant by that. When you talk about your church, you say you believe in the supernatural. What do you mean by that? Yeah, explain that to me if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, sure. The supernatural, it's the holy supernatural. In this world in which we live, there are two sides, but the holy supernatural comes from God, and every single person that's saved has the power of God on the inside of them. And you can have, Jesus said to wait for that additional power. Even Jesus Christ, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were present. The Trinity was present when he was water baptized, and the Holy Ghost came upon him. He didn't do any works until he had that baptism himself. And he told the disciples to wait. That I believe it's in Acts 1 and 8. He said, tarry in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit so you can be endued with that supernatural power. And what it does, it enables a person who will believe God and trust him and realize it's his power and not our own to minister, to see healings and miracles and deliverances and the supernatural. And those are supernatural things, holy supernatural things. And God has given this. Makes it available to every single person, just like Jesus did when he walked the earth. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. He went about doing a good work, and he said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works, hallelujah, shall you do, because I go unto my Father. So he tells us that we are to do these things as well. And so, you know, we believe it. We believe that word. And as you go on Total Salvation Church website, you can see some of the miracles and the healings and the deliverances, you know, that have taken place, and even abroad, so many miracles, I mean, and everywhere we went, but I always point people to Jesus Christ, and that is what
That's
God
good.
Has called us to do. Amen. That he's the healer. He's
you.
The deliverer. Amen.
Tell
and
me about your
out.
Husband.
Mm-hmm.
I want to point out, your husband is a minister, and the two of you minister together and preach together. Where did the two of you meet, and how did this partnership begin with the two of you?
Oh, we met... we met at when we were in college. We dated for a while, and we've just grown closer and closer over the years. And I thank God for him. I call him my mighty man of valor, and he is. And a lot of times, you know, people don't see all the things that he does and the ways that he helps me. We help each other, but he really, really helps me. And even on some of the poems, people say, you know, I say, well, why is your husband's name on that? And he always tells me, well, you don't have to do that, but I do, because he is the one, you know, that helps me in terms of technology. I tell you, he's helped me tremendously.
Okay,
but
I
still haven't
that.
Gotten there. And he does preach and teach the word as well, you know. So I just thank God for him. Amen.
And when,
he's a mighty,
when you
mighty
were in
man
co-
of valor. That's what I call him.
Okay. When you were in college, were you studying the ministry, or were you studying something entirely different?
Oh, no.
Did you
think
you were going to do something else?
No, I thought, well, like, what I thought I was going to do was art. And actually, God has worked it out for me to do art in conjunction with ministering the Word of God. I have many, many visuals, and even in the book, Victorious Glorious Church, as you go through it, there are visuals that God has given me. He just downloads things to me, and it doesn't really take me a lot of time, particularly with poems, to do it. And I'll draw and give them out as illustrations. And if you go to the OSCK, which is our Soon Coming King website, there are different compartments or parts there, and there's also a video that I had done a number of years ago, and it shows some of the pictures that I've drawn that are in the book, Victorious Glorious Church, and some of the visuals that I've used many times over the years. But, no, I did not expect to be a preacher, a teacher of the Word of God.
Okay. I was just wondering about that. It's interesting. Let me point out again, you kind of skip over that website. I'm going to give it out clearly here. The website is OSCK, which stands for Our Soon Coming King, right?
Correct, yes, Our Soon Coming
King. Okay, cool.
King.
So if you go to that website, and it's really a very interesting website. There's a lot of information on it, OSCK. OSCK. There, you also have another website, which is the Total Salvation Church.
.org. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. OSCK is .org. Yeah, not .com. .org. Okay, cool.
Right.
Now, let me ask you another couple of questions here, because it's very interesting, and then we'll get to your book. You have witnessed many healings in your church services, and I wonder if you could explain some. They're really miracles, as you put it. For example, if you look on the website, you tell the story of a lady named Tiara, right, who had a lump on the front of her throat. Tell me about that and what happened.
Well, I don't have it before me, but I didn't tell the story. What's on there? The people wrote themselves.
She wrote the story.
I'm not sure about that one, but whatever's on there, the people have written themselves, not me, and their name should be there. And I don't remember Tiara, that.
Well, let me just repeat
this.
She has
received healings and deliverances, yes.
Yeah, I'll just repeat this. If it's written by her, it said, Tiara came up one Thursday, and you, Apostle Crystal, wanted you to come up and to feel the lump. It was on the front of her neck. I don't know if it was on her vocal cords or not, but it was in the front part of her neck. She came up on her own to ask Apostle Crystal to pray for it. The apostle wanted me to come and tell it before we started praying over it. So you prayed, and it was like her mother, Tangela, said the lump went right away. There was also a lump on another occasion in the same spot. And after you prayed and laid your hands on her in Jesus' name, it left immediately, and neither have come back.
What
That's a
God
pretty amazing story.
Well, I don't really, I haven't looked at what's on there, to be honest, you know, because I do stay so very, very busy. We have had so many, you know, miracles and deliverances, you know, that are there. And, even with deaf ears opening and at home and abroad and
the point is, you've seen miracles. You've seen miracles
this. Absolutely.
Right?
And
many.
That's what God, absolutely, many, many. And I give God all the glory. And even debt cancellation. I mean,
I was just
going to
ask you about that.
Yes,
yeah, there
absolutely.
There is a story here of someone who said they had a loan for quite a long time, but by being at the Total Salvation Church and hearing the Word of God, she began praying for debt cancellation, among other things. And like the apostle, like you said, you have to always be consistent and that God has the perfect timing for everything. And shortly thereafter, she got a letter in the mail and told her the loan had been paid in full.
Amen.
How about
amen.
That?
Amen
is right.
Total salvation is what Jesus paid for, and the word salvation even means prosperity. And God desires that his people prosper, you know, and to be in health. And even if a person doesn't, we're talking about health, you know, Jesus paid the price for, I mean, everything. You know, if you go to the book, a lot of things are listed, but they're many faceted. But even with that, you know, I don't want anybody to breathe, and God doesn't want anybody to be brought into condemnation. You know, maybe if they go to the doctor or nurses, and I thank God for doctors and nurses and medication, praise God. But I tell people, you know, plead the blood of Jesus over medication, and to believe God for your miracle. Believe God for the miraculous. And what you look at the Word of God, God created things. He spoke things into existence, and he's given us that same power. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. God created everything. You go through Genesis, God said, God said, God said. And he wants us to speak life, and he wants us to believe as well. Praise God. And I just, you know, thank God, you know, that he is faithful and true. Amen. And there are many Christian doctors as well, you know, that do believe in the supernatural and pray for their patients as well. But we just thank God that he's God. Nobody can do anything without the Lord. And I just thank and give him, hallelujah, all the glory, honor, and all the praise. There's none like him. He is faithful and true. And I thank God also, you know, that the Word of God tells us, you know, he wants his people to be ready. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13-7, Paul said, he said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and arose, even so then also them which are asleep will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord, hallelujah, himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air." So shall we ever be with the Lord. And so people that have loved ones that have gone on, they are not dead. Their bodies are in the grave, yes. They may have, you know, gone back to dust, but their spirits immediately go into the presence of God. And so when the Lord comes, and I believe we are the Jesus generation, only Father God knows when that trumpet is going to sound, but he will bring those that are in heaven, our loved ones that were saved, that called on the name of the Lord, believed him, and became born again, those that are in heaven with him in the air. And then we who are alive will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And what happened, we won't perceive them, those that are in the grave, first, their bodies are going to come up, and they're going to join their spirits in the cloud, in the air with Jesus Christ. And that was what I was seeing. And what's going to happen is they're going to have immortal bodies that are not flesh and blood. And Jesus, I said last week, got a glimpse of that when he appeared to his disciples. He said, you know, touch me, feel me. You know, a spirit does not have flesh and blood, but because he had shed his blood. But we will be just like Jesus, praise God, in terms of having immortal bodies. He went through a wall. He appeared to them. And we who are here, what's going to happen after that, we who are alive will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air as well. And Jesus, you know, the season that we're in, he wants people to really be aware of the signs of the time that are taking place, and not to be fearful, but just to draw closer and closer to him, and just really repent and get it right. If a person is straddling the fence, one foot in the world and one foot in, you know, God, you know, totally yield to God. He wants us to be hot and on fire for him. And he talks about that, you know, with the five wise virgins. And I know we don't have time.
Crystal?
Yes.
Crystal, you're on a roll again. I got to ask you a question. you're on fire for God right now, and that's good, too. I need to ask you about your book. You have a new book called Victorious Glorious Church. And if you look on the website, OSCK.org, there are a number of, it seems like there are a number of different versions of the church, of the book. But tell me about it. Victorious Glorious Church with artwork by you. Tell me about the book. What's it about?
Well, the book covers a lot of things. It covers how to walk in love. It covers how to have the fruit of the Spirit. It talks about it teaches what God's Word says, how to minister to people. And that's what he said. That was one of his, you know, his commands that he told his disciples. He said that we were to go forth and do the works that he did, praise God. And it has many, many chapters in it. But the most important thing is when a person accepts the Lord is to develop that intimate relationship with him. And when you come to the place where you know who he is, you know that God loves you. He's concerned about wherever you are and whatever state you're in. And maybe you say, well, I have been doing this and I've been doing that. Well, God is forgiving God. And the Word of God tells us, you know, in 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so Christians have that free gift from God to, you know, plead the blood, ask for forgiveness. But he wants us to be serious when we ask for forgiveness, and it's not a one-time thing because we are walking on this journey, and there are things, you know, that do happen, but he doesn't want us to give up. But when you come and you know that God loves you, no matter what, we just say, Lord, I do. I say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you. Hallelujah. And that actually releases the kingdom of God to move on our behalf because we're speaking what God's word says. His angels, ministering angels, and they're angels. You may not see them unless God opens your eyes, but they're all around us. They're encamped around us, and we are delivered, but we've got to believe his word. And that happens as we get into the word of God. And this book teaches many, many teachings of what God desires, but he desires that we be ready when that trumpet sounds. Jesus said that we are to pray that we will be ready, be prepared to escape the things that shall come upon this earth. In Matthew 22:44, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. The Son of Man refers to Jesus Christ. That was one of the names that refers to him. Praise God.
All right,
amen.
Crystal? Crystal, I got to point out now you have this website that where people can get these books that you've written and the book you're talking about. It's really interesting. They're downloadable on the internet and they're very reasonable. They're $10 or under. You know, some books are $10, others are $8. You've written a number of books, but if people are interested in the books, they should go to OSCK.org and they can download the books. It's pretty amazing. All the different books that you've got there, but that's your newest one and the latest one, and thankfully it's a reasonable price for the book, so that's really good.
I give him the glory, and that one you actually have to click, Victorious Glorious Church, you have to click on that, and it'll take you to another part of the website where it can be purchased, you know, and it'll tell you where you can, you know, get it if you're interested, but also when you do that, it'll show the video that's there, an Amazing Grace will play. And I'm still learning technology, I tell you, but thank God for his help. And there's a song on there. I've written songs, too. You have to turn off the music, Our Soon Coming King song that I did, so that you can go hear the music, Amazing Grace, with the
video.
Well,
you can find it all on that website, and that's where you can get more information on Crystal Moore Taylor Church, the Great Total Salvation Church, and she's located again in Odenton, Maryland. It's near Baltimore, between Baltimore and Washington. It's an amazing story. Crystal, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. It's been an amazing journey with you, and good luck in
thank
the future.
You.
Okay?
And we meet at 4 p.m. in the evening.
Okay, good.
Thank you
so much, Crystal. Fine. Appreciate it.
Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
That's it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. See you next time here on CUTV News Radio. Bye for now.